Shalom,
hello. The topic we're learning is the law of love in the system of Adam HaRishon. We are continuing from excerpt 42. Well, do we begin?
Yes, let's begin.
Ma'al Sulam says, indeed, I feel all of you together, that today has been replaced for you with tomorrow. And instead of now, you say later. There is no cure for this, but to exert to understand that mistake and distortion, that one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs salvation today. One who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation, his knowledge after his years. This happened to you due to negligence in my request to exert in love of friends, as I have explained to you in every possible way that this cure is enough to recompense for all your faults.
Moscow 7.
Раф, как соотносится то, что необходимо усилиться в любви к товарищам?
How does that sit? The fact that we have to grow stronger in love of friends with being saved by the Creator only if we need salvation today.
We are working only through what we reveal. The judge has only what his eyes can see. That's how we need to relate to the group, to the friends, in a practical, simple way, without philosophy and without our mind that will imagine some kind of whatever. Everything according to the states that we go through, that's how we need to try. Just every time try and move to an extra connection. That's it.
Бальсалам пишет, что достаточно вот этого средства.
Another question. Бальсалам writes that means of strengthening love of friends is enough to get everything we need.
We don't need anything but that. What else do we need? Love is called the perfect connection that can be between the parts of the shattered vessels. Egoistic shattered desires, when we above them build forms of connection, that's called love, because inside there's hatred, rejection, and we are building connection all the way till love. That is the correction, the full, complete correction. We don't need anything but that. That's how we have to see ourselves and check ourselves in every moment. If we have a tendency for that, every moment that I am not in such a tendency to the friends, I'm not in spirituality. I'm not there towards the Creator. I don't perform the correction. Very simple. Okay.
И самый последний вопрос, если позволите.
And the last question, if I may.
Только если он нуждается в спасении сегодня.
When we are saved by the Creator,
именно сегодня и не делать никаких.
Those who are saved only if they need salvation today. How do we wait for salvation today and not think about tomorrow?
I can't plan anything for tomorrow. Anything. I'll tell you even more than that. Let's say I plan a lesson, so I plan it maximum for tomorrow. And a lot of times I come to the morning lesson, I wake up about an hour and a half, 2 hours at least before the lesson. And I sometimes change the lesson. I change it. Let's say, for an example, the lesson of today. So, we have no choice. We have to constantly, every moment, check ourselves. And it's not so bad if we change every moment. At least that we scrutinize what is most important from each state for an extra, more connection. That's it. Tel Aviv 1.
telling
us what should be the right relation to the future. Is there a future? There isn't.
The future means that we're connected between us in a way that we are inseparable. We are so connected that the Creator can reveal Himself. That in our connection we resemble the upper light. That's it. PT 19.
He says that one who can wait for tomorrow, he will attain his knowledge after his years. Why does he say it? Those who study Kabbalah, study Kabbalah. Those who don't care about it.
No, he's not speaking about someone who isn't studying Kabbalah. He's saying it about people that are studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, but are in all kinds of confusions and so on. That's why he's saying that whoever every time is trying to go as direct as possible, meaning not to let his ego confuse him, he tries the best he can, so he advances correctly.
So you're telling me that if I come and study with my 10, it's not enough?
I don't know what it means to come to the 10 and study with it. You're already putting all kinds of discernments in here that you can get confused in them in each and every direction. We need to keep the rules of Baal HaSulam and the Rabash. That is it. It's a system. It's a system of Adam, a strict system that is made by the efforts of the lights compared to the vessels. And this system we have to see, feel, include it inside us and try to bring it into balance. Balance that these two resisting forces will be in equivalence between them, meaning that we will build like an isolation between them called a screen on our will to receive, and then the light can enter the vessel, and the vessel can shine as a light. That's it.
What's the specific point in the 10 that we have to focus on, that we have to keep?
Just as we learned today, the most important point is that I annul myself, and by that I let the Creator bestow upon the friends through me without any disturbance on my behalf.
So, to try to be zero in the 10?
Just like Rabash writes, Africa.
Rav, our question is, Baal HaSulam writes here that one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs salvation today. What about those whose desires are not ready? What do we do with them, and how can we advance without them?
We just tell them in general in what state we're in what time period we're in, because we are all in the period of the last generation. We are all included in one humanity, integral. Then we can explain to all of reality, all people on earth, that we exist in a way that the integral system is being revealed, meaning our mutual interdependence is revealed. And in that way, no one can want to overcome the other, because each one, in whatever he is, he bestows to the others. And by you now wanting to control others, by this you're destroying yourself. Because in the integral system, one thing only is good for you, if you're causing for connection in the whole system. That's why we'll see soon, this year, 2021, you will see as much as the whole world comes to such shatterings, to such blows, financial, organizational, blows from nature, from different demographics in every country, as much as we all demand one thing, connection, that only in that way humanity will see that is what we're lacking. Where will we take the force of connection between us? Because without it, we're lost. On this tiny earth, we are just going to lose ourselves. Where can we take this force of connection? It's above us. We can't. This recognition of evil has to come over all of humanity, and we have to explain to them that we have this force of connection, and we have to draw it from above to reveal it, and then we will reach a beautiful and nice state. That is what humanity will discover. And that's what we have to reveal to them. And then along with humanity, we can reach the corrected world. That is now in 2021. It's going to be start revealing itself in practice, and you will see it as much as the world will feel itself more helpless. Just, it'll all fall out of our hands. All the forces we had before, finance, banking, industries, armies, everything. Everything we had that we thought that by this we can sustain the human society in general, all of humanity, it will all just crumble in every direction and we will not know what to do. Just a complete crumbling that with no control and nothing. What can you do? It's like children who, in the family, they don't want to hear their parents. So they go in all kinds of directions and you can't go do anything about it. You can't. What, are you going to beat them up? They're big. Are you going to shut them in their room? You can't. But this is how it is. Until from helplessness, they will hear what the wisdom of Kabbalah is trying to tell them. And it explains on behalf of the general system of human nature who we are, what we are, how we're built, how we are scattered all over, and how we can bring ourselves to mutual connection. That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah is, not religions, not any nations, nothing, just connection between everybody. And it's speaking about the end of the general connection of all of humanity, that only then we'll be able to see the corrected world. And we'll attain the true world, not this life of ours, that also isn't worth anything and it also is so short. But we will attain the true reality, the infinite reality. That's what we'll have to explain, and it's here before us. This year, you'll see what's going on. Obviously, it happens gradually until humanity can attain it. It comes gradual, but it will attain it. The helplessness, everybody will just lift their hands up, and it's everybody, rich and poor and strong and weak and everybody, because the mutual dependency will be revealed in such a way that even if you're big and strong, you can't control. And you'll see it. And you'll specifically see it from the smallest nations in the world, how they're going to start rising and also determine the new world order. That before, who took all those little countries into consideration, all those little nations? You'll see as much as it will also rise, because towards the general connection, there is no big or small. No big or small. We're all equal. We'll have all kinds of revelations as those. This year will be a very, very complex from all these different changes. PT6.
Rav,
You described what is going to happen in the coming year. But actually, we hardly deal with this in our lessons. And three times a week, we have the writers' meetings. I discovered, actually, that I have to listen to them, to these meetings, because I feel like it's a continuation of the lesson. It's a part that's missing.
That's open for everybody. That's what I understand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm listening to it, and I just want to understand if you think that that's the right approach to it, that today, in order to be involved in what is happening in the world, we also have to listen to these meetings, to just listen to them.
I think that you listen to it. That's what I heard, that a lot of people connect. Whoever connects and listens, so does, and if not, so no, I can't forcefully bring you into it.
I'm asking this from a different direction. I'm asking this in terms of how do we get this education, knowledge about what is going to happen, to understand how it should come out to the world. It doesn't happen in the lessons. It happens there.
I think you need to organize and take these reporters' meetings that I speak and process these conversations and make articles of them that you take them out to the general public, that everybody will read and know what we're talking about. Obviously, put it through our censorship to check it, if it's right or not. But that's what you have to do. Maybe you're doing it, I don't know. But obviously, publishing it, everybody should, at least in something, at least a few addresses or somewhere, publish it.
Is there a point in adding some part to our morning lesson that will...
No, I can't. In the morning lesson, we're studying Kabbalah. Let's wait a few more months. The world is now entering a free fall, let's say that. And then we'll see what's going to happen. First, it's going to be another blow with the pandemic, then finance, then unemployment, all kinds of things like those. It's going to be a mess. America, we're close to the corrections.
Latin 3. Shalom Rav. ¿Cuándo el estudiante de Kabbalah?
Hello, Rav.
Necesita la salvación del creador.
When does a student of Kabbalah feel that he needs salvation from the Creator?
When does a student of Kabbalah feel he needs salvation from the Creator? When he really sees his state correctly in the general state, as much as he's there and he can influence the general kli, as we learned now, that a person has to subjugate himself and not disturb the upper light from bestowing to his ten. All of reality, all of the world is 110, all in all. That you'll see. As much as... as much as you need it. Holland 1.
Helplessness in the world, is this something that has to be, or is it Beito?
The helplessness is something that we have to go through, each and every one, individually, and all of us together, more or less, in a general way. Because without us going through the feeling of helplessness, then how do I say it? We can't attain who we are or where we are. It seems to us that we're managing the world and we can do anything we want. That's how it is. Okay. Nikolaev, Sochi, but they were there today already, no?
Нет, мы еще не были. Раф, вот вы описали.
No, we haven't asked today. Have you explained what is going to happen? You said that there will be many problems this year. It seems like our dissemination is like a cannon shooting many, many bullets. Like we're shooting toward all of humanity without focusing on a certain audience. Can you tell us what audience to focus on? Unemployed, altruists. Who should be drawn to it according to the suffering that's expected? Can you focus the message?
No, I can't say. We have to publish it as broad way as possible as we can to the whole world. Just as you will see. Can you sort out our auditorium of BB, who came from where and how? Look, there's so many countries, languages, people, nations. So what? It's impossible to do anything. But what I can agree with is that you need to read at least the brief of the reporters' meetings, and to try and maybe, I don't know how, I think this whole reporters' group or Mushi maybe need to organize it in a way that we will have articles from it for dissemination from these talks specifically, and in this way everybody can publish it. Well, Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you
all. As we learned today, we learned today that we have to be transparent toward humanity. Is this how we have to be toward them?
This is our first action where we annul ourselves. Annulment, subjugation, and then participating above it with the upper bestowal. Next.
How do we do this toward humanity, if we should?
We don't do it towards humanity, and we're not studying it yet. It'll just confuse you. We don't have to annul towards humanity. We have to annul towards humanity later on, when we'll have a force of the group. Then we will annul before them like a mother to her babies, meaning selectively. We won't do what the babies are demanding. We're going to do what's for their benefit. Even though they want or don't, we will have the mind and feeling from our preparation in the 10, how we should take care of them. Only in that way. So first, we need to build ourselves and format ourselves correctly in the 10. That's like when we, by this, are supposedly growing to the degree of the parents, and then we can relate to the small ones correctly, to the children. If we don't build it in our personal 10 first, we won't be able to go out correctly, and we're not allowed to go out to the external public, but only in like an outer dissemination to explain in general what's happening in the world.
So, can I ask another question?
Yes.
So, is there a special focus on in terms of dissemination that's different from last year to this year?
Why?
Because if there are changes...
No, I heard the question. Why should there be? We need to put order in our tents that every 10 will be as a system more and more or less closed, that they know that they're connected and how to advance even more and more connection on one hand. On the other hand, we need actions of dissemination towards the external public, just as you explained to your small children, in a way that it'll be nice and good and convenient for them. That's it. And not that you know how to just spill things on them, but only what's in their benefit. And in that way you advance. There's no difference. Everything stems from love. And let's go to info.
So, continuing on Rav's words, which you spoke about the writings meeting and material for dissemination, I will update again what I think most people know already. Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, between 10:30 and 11:30 a.m. Israel time, we gather with Rav to talk about current events, global events. There are writers there in various languages who ask questions about current affairs. You are all invited to bring up questions and topics you would like us to scrutinize. Besides this, there are many other current affairs programs with Rav, so you do want to follow the broadcast schedule. From the writers' meetings, at the end of the same day or the next day, we will provide a summary with the most important excerpts to watch if you can't listen to the full talk. Besides this, the talks are available on Kabbalah Media soon after. Out of these talks, we write articles, short, long articles. We also create clips, video clips, and the material is published on Kabbalah Media and on social media as well. You're invited to help spread the materials, take them as a basis, rewrite them, reconstruct them, take them as an idea for a script, for a song, for whatever you want. And this is our time, as Rav says. Anyone who has any other questions or wants to participate, you can approach me or the rest of the dissemination systems in Bnei Baruch. Thank you. Thank you, Dudi. And continuing on what we just heard from Dudi, at 10 a.m. we'll have Noma with Rav from 10 to 10:30, and at 10:30 the Rav's meeting will begin until 11:30. Afterwards, in the evening, there will be from 6 to 7, there will be a recorded lesson, the first hour of the lesson, and from 7 to 7:30, live workshop with friends, and we'll end with a song.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come out. Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice we can spread this song. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together we cannot be wrong. Si nos dirigimos a un deseo por la unión.
puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad. Here we are, you should come along with one voice. We can spread this song. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together, we cannot be wrong. Here we are, you should come. Together.